Boker Tov, continuing with our journey through Sefer Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech continues with his, you know, Kohelet is chock full of Musar. But it's, you know, sometimes you get Musar from a person who maybe is a little bit less relatable. Shlomo HaMelech is super relatable because, you know, he, on these issues, he's probably like the only one on the planet qualified to give Musar for these issues because he's done it all, had it all, been through it all. So he says, this is, you know, you got to read between the lines. Shlomo HaMelech telling us, take it from me. Been there and done that. So says Shlomo HaMelech as follows. Yud Gimal, Gimal Yud Gimal. Vegam kol ha'adam shiyochal v'shata v'ra'ato v'chol amalo matat Elohim. Ez Musar. Says, even a person who's been through wonderful materialistic pursuits, he's eaten and drunk and been successful in all of his pursuits. No! Don't kid yourself. Don't get into a mistaken perception of Kochi ve'otzem yadi asali etachai lezeh. Rather what? Mazeh matat?
Matana.
Yilashon matana. Know that it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Know that it's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another thing. When a person's successful, there's two ways to look at it. Either I'm successful, and then some people chalila take away HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and use it as an even bigger Hakarat HaTov and vehicle to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Ez musar chazak shamata, Omer, chazak meor. Dalit yada'ati ki kol asher ya'aseh ha'eluhim hu yiyeh le'olam. I know, gimal yudalit. I know that anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is what will stay forever. Yeah, hu tziva v'ya'amod. Oto davar. Alav en leosif, u'mimenu en ligroa. V'ha'eluhim asa, shiyire'u lefanav. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Ma'aseh Bereshit, right, there's a similar pasuk in the beginning of Kohelet, ma shehaya hu shiyiyeh, ma shena'asa hu shiyaseh, v'en kol chadash tachat ha'shamesh. Although, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh betuvah b'chol yom tamid, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts certain things into motion in Olam Hazeh. It's called Teva. Teva, I gave a shiur about this last week. Nature is a smokescreen. It's not its own entity. Nature is a smokescreen to kind of hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Olam Hazeh, because that's part of the idea of Bechira Chofshit, Hashem had to make Teva, because if there wasn't Teva, everything would be just Nes Galui. And Hashem doesn't want there to be open miracles all the time, because then Bechira Chofshit, free choice, free will, goes down the tubes. So everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, everything Hashem made B'sheshet Yemei Bereshit, there is nothing new. The Ramban speaks about this in the beginning of Parashat Bereshit, that everything that people do, everything that people make, vaccines and research and who knows what, that's all called Yesh Miyesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu imbued us with the koach to create things that are only the byproducts of other created things. The only one in the universe that can bring something out, Yesh Me'ain, something from nothing, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. And once he did that, it's over. En losif alav en ligroa mimenu. U'mimenu en ligroa. V'ha'eluim asa shiyireu lefanav. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done Misheshet Yemei Bereshit, and everything that He continues to do until today, is only for us to fear from Him. You look up at the sun, you look down at the earth, you look around at the world. Everything that you see is just a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence and the hand of the Almighty God. Everything you see. If a person doesn't see it, chaval. Because you're missing the point. Everything, there's no such thing. You know, especially during COVID, I said it a million times, and I think lanu da'ati, I think that's the emet. COVID is another smokescreen, just like teva, you know, just like anything else. COVID is a shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no COVID. There is Hashem who wanted this to happen to the world. Now, the shaliach that He sent was COVID. You're going to get back and say, well, what do you mean? Somebody's got to be held accountable, which is true. That's the Rambam in Hilchot Teshuvah's question about Paro. The Rambam in next week's parasha, V'ani Akshay et Lev Paro. You know the famous thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised Abraham Avinu that Am Yisrael are going to come down to Mitzrayim, they're going to be enslaved 400 years. So you're going to punish Paro, and you're going to punish Paro. And not only that, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go talk to him and smite him, and I'm going to harden his heart. Mazeh. How's that fair? Rambam discusses it, Rava discusses it, Ramban discusses it, all the Rishonim, Sforno discusses it. How does that work? There are many different shitot. But at the end of the day, nothing exists. When we say, in od mi levado, it's pshuto kemashmao, it's not like a deep thing. It's a very simple concept. There is nothing existent in this world besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that we see is a manifestation of Kvodo Yitbarach. Deep concept, but if you're a ma'amin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's simple to understand. There's nothing else besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a Kadosh. Melochu la'aretz kvodo, that's pshuto kemashmao, that's what it means. Vayter, tedvav. Ma she'haya kevar hu, anything that was is already done, which means history is history. We've already heard about it. And guess what? Anything that is meant to be is also, you know, it's not, this is, in other words, history repeats itself. Even things that are in the future, history repeats itself. And he says, however, don't think that just because everything's already set in stone, that you have free license, you know, license to kill. Mapitom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always gun for the underdog. If a person's in Nirdaf, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let it go. Even though it may appear. You know what Nirdaf means? How do they translate that?
Pursued.
Pursued. Pursued means a person's being chased. Nobody's there to save you. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem's always looking out for the one who's being chased, the one who's being pursued. Don't think. That's what this world is all about. That's another Ma'aman Chazal in Pirkei Avot. Al tibaz lechol adam. Ve'al timaflig lechol davar. We spoke about this also. She'en lecha adam, she'en lo sha'a, ve'en lecha davar, she'en lo makom. There's no person as lowly and pashut and ama'aretz and who knows what. And every single person has their time to shine. Don't think that because a person's a miskin, is a miskin teflek? Yeah. Eflek, right. Anyway, don't think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to let things go. Ayin ro'a ve'ozen shoma'at v'chol ma'aseha b'sefer nichtavim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu always roots for the underdog. If you are an underdog, know that Hashem's on your side. Remember that. That's ze menachem. It's a dvar chizuk. Sometimes when a person's on top of the world, it's sometimes very hard to feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything's successful. When you're not successful and you're in a bad state, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Imo anochi b'tzara v'Elohim yivakesh et hanirdav." Yeah. The other day, he also very quoted, very frequently quoted pasuk. The other ra'iti tachat hashamesh, מקום המשפט, שם הרשע. ומקום הצדק, שם הרשע. This is a very, very cryptic pasuk, as are many things that Shlomo HaMelech says. But he says, another thing that I've observed in this world, says Shlomo HaMelech, is in the place of justice, that is where the greatest wickedness lies, and where the righteousness is, that's where the wicked one is. What in the world does that mean? So one of the pshatim, pshuto shel mikra, I'll read to you Rashi. Ra'iti beruach ha-kodesh, makom lishkat ha-gazit b'Yerushalayim, sh'ayta mele'ati mishpat, shama yishpetu resha, kmo sh'ne'emar, rashi'a b'shochad yishpotu, ra'iti kur'anutam. Shlomo HaMelech was prophesizing beruach ha-kodesh, that towards the end of Bayit Rishon, the lishkat ha-gazit, which was at the foot of Har HaBayit, which is where the Sanhedrin convened. Sanhedrin are supposed to be the most upright people of honesty and integrity. And unfortunately, even they, the corruption that was during Bayit Rishon, penetrated even the ranks of the Sanhedrin. Mekom ha-mishpat, shama resha. That was the precursor to Churban HaBayit. If there's no tzedakah u'mishpat, everything falls apart. Mekom ha-tzedek, says Rashi, Sha'ar HaTavich, שהיה מקום חיתוך הלכות, שם הרשע, שם ישבו says Rashi, Sarsachim, Rav Saris Nirgal Shitzatar, Rav Mag. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Nebuchadnezzar v'chaylotav, v'danin et Yisrael b'yisurin kashin mushpete mavet. The place in Lishkat HaGazit, the place in Beit HaMikdash, where halachot were nifsak, the most important laws and procedures for Am Yisrael, Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo v'zichro, and his goons would stand there and decree terrible, harsh gzerot and tortures upon Am Yisrael from the epitome of where Am Yisrael was supposed to. That's their glory. That's where Sanhedrin sat. Huh? It's unbelievable. History repeats itself. Look at what happened yesterday. It's unbelievable. They ransacked the place, and looting, damage, people were hurt, arrested, one person was killed. You know what I'm talking about? In the Capitol yesterday. Hashem Yirachem V'Yatzil, unprecedented in American history. But what moment of the mob or of the breaking into the Capitol is everybody talking about? The moment. What was the moment? The guy, Congress and Senate had to retreat. And then some guy goes and sits by the dais, and he sits there and he says, "He won!" And that's what their folk. Somebody died. People got hurt. People are, the concept itself is just retarded. It's not normal. And yet, what's the focus? And the picture that everybody sends around is that guy sitting by the speaker's table with his feet up and saying, "This guy won." Why is that? Just putting things in perspective, that's not necessarily the worst thing that happened. Somebody died. Okay? Aval ma? More than one person? Just one person. So, aval mikol makom. Why? In people's... That is the image of how low we can go. That's the image of how... Says Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, you know how low Am Yisrael got by Bayit Rishon? Nebuchadnezzar and his goons stood right there. In that spot where Sanhedrin would be posek halachot for Am Yisrael, b'kedusha v'tahora, even though there were some issues there, like we just said, that's our lowest point. Can't get any worse than that. That's what he said. So I'd like to stop here. Visit Hashem. Next week we'll continue. Or if you want for a few minutes tomorrow morning, we can also have a shir. That can be. That's fine. Okay. Visit Hashem. Yom Tov.